We've been speaking about the Jordan as a type of death. But what does it mean for us, for you and me? What does crossing the Jordan mean for you and me? I've got a verse in Colossians chapter 3. Now these are very, very important facts for our Christian lives, for me personally as well, crossing the Jordan. It's Colossians 3 verse 1. If therefore you have been raised with the Christ, seek the things which are above, where the Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Have your mind on the things that are above, not on the things that are on the earth. For ye have died, and your life is hid with the Christ in God. So it really speaks to us of our being dead and risen with Christ. Our lives hid in Christ. We're no longer to ourselves. We're no longer to look to the things on the earth. We're not earthbound. We're heavenbound. We're seated in the heavenly places spiritually. And, you know, we need to look to the things above. What are the things above? Who is the one that's above? Christ. We need to look to him if we really have been raised with him. You know, it's what is typified in the crossing of the Jordan, dying with Christ and rising with him. You know, we have a verse in our hymn book, "Unto thy death baptized, we own thee as Lord," or so on. So, you know, when we make that decision, make that commitment, when we have all been baptized, I trust that all of us or most of us have been baptized, we've made that commitment that we have died and risen again with Christ, and to look to him and not to the things of the earth. Now, it is possible after crossing the Jordan that we can go back, that we can be drawn back. We've seen the 2.5 tribes that crossed over the Jordan, those mighty men that crossed over and helped in all the wars. They went back. They didn't enjoy the blessings that were meant to be given to them. We too could be in danger of going back, mixing with the wrong company, being in the wrong place. We're in danger of going back and once again not enjoying the blessings that we have. And the devil, the enemy, seeks to do this to us, seeks to take us back from the blessings that we have. Yes, our salvation is secure. We won't perish, but by drawing back, we won't enjoy the blessings that we have.
But I'd like to just add this thought to death as it relates to the Jordan. Specifically, it's death to the flesh. We had mentioned earlier that the Red Sea, the crossing of the Red Sea, deals with redemption by blood. But here now we have specifically, because what is really in us as believers? We still have that old nature. We have that which is affixed to Adam. And the flesh is something that we continually have to deal with, young people. So specifically, and you should write this as a note, that the Jordan deals with death to the flesh. And I want to just read in conjunction with Colossians 3, Romans chapter 6, some verses here that might be a precursor to what we get to in Colossians chapter 3. So Romans chapter 6, let's read verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Now remember, this is written to believers. God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should also walk in newness of life. Verse 6, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Verse 9, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. Verse 11, Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in its lusts thereof. So this matter of the flesh is something that will continually crop up in the life of the believer. And the Jordan, taking our place with him, Christ, in death, is something that has to be done daily. We must accept, reckon ourselves as having died with him, but on a daily basis we have to acknowledge the fact that I have to keep this flesh down. And therefore, that's why Colossians now comes in. If we then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. So the crossing of the Jordan is a critical aspect in the believer's life. It's a picture in the Old Testament, but it is to be something that we reckon as such in the fact that we have taken our place with Christ in death. And I'd like just to make this point in verse 16, that this phenomenon that the people were seeing, that the waters rolled back as far as the city of Adam. I want you to help us to understand, why do you think God rolled it back as far as the city of Adam? Somebody help us out.
Well, if you look at it, specifically answering that question, you have Adam, who was the first man, and that's where sin began. That's where sin conquered mankind. That's whenever we fell victim to sin. So it would only make sense that Christ and being in with him, that all that sin would be taken back. But looking back a little bit back to Brother John's question about the feet in the Jordan and why it was only the feet, you look to the Gospel of John, chapter 13, whenever Jesus goes ahead and washes the disciples' feet, he says... Okay, he that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and ye are clean, but not all. So you look at that, and you see that great picture of the flesh being put down. Like, you are already saved. You are already crossed the Red Sea. So you have had salvation, and you just need to be cleansed in Christ.